神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Once more, we are going to talk about things that we should not forget, but we should remember, we should keep them and not neglect them in our life.
我们要再次来谈一谈在我们的生命当中有一些我们不能忘记，就是要深深的记得，而且我们要持守着不能忽略的事情。
Now, many times, when we think of giving,And that's what I want to talk to you about a little bit.
那很多时候我们就会谈到这个分享给予，那现在我们就来谈这样的一个话题。
We think about giving money or giving presents, giving clothes, or maybe giving our child a car.
谈到给予的时候呢，就想到是不是要给礼物、给钱，或者是给孩子一部车呢？
But someone once said, I offer and give quietness.To everyone, I offer peace of mind. And to everyone, I offer gentleness.
有人这样说呢，我希望对每一个人给予宁静，还有平和的思想，然后还有温柔。
You know, you might say out of those, what do you mean by peace of mind?
那什么是这种平和的思想呢？
How can I give...Anyone peace of mind?
我怎么能够给人家我平和的思想呢？
Well, you see, peace of mind occurs when we put all of our attention into giving and have no desire to get anything from.
所谓的平和的思想就是呢，我很专注的要给对方，而且呢，没有任何要想要回报或者是要争取什么的这样的意念。
Or to change another person.
也没有想要去改变对方的这种想法。
You see, this giving motivates leads to a sense of inner peace and joy that is unrelated to time.
这种给予是一种无限期的、不受时间限制的一种喜乐、平和的一个泉源、一个源头。
So let's, for a few moments, think about this thing of giving people peace of mind.
好不好？我们来思考一下，什么叫做给予？别人这种平和的思想。
Now it's our gift to them.
是我们给予的一种礼物。
So therefore, when we can put our attention on giving, that means we're putting our attention on the other person.
当我们说呢，我们专注的要给予的时候呢，意思是说我们的整个的专注的对象是对方，以对方为准的。
Now we give to them with no thought of them giving anything back to us.
我们没有存一点点的任何其他的心思，希望别人给我们回报，或者是能够得到什么。
So what you're doing is taking pureness from yourself, giving to them and not expecting anything from them.
所以这种给予是很纯粹的，为对方给予对方的，没有任何的期待。
And of course, it says something else in there. It tells us that we do not try to change the other person.
另外一句话说，不是要刻意要去改变对方。
Now, this gives a sense of inner peace to you and a sense of inner peace to the other.
那这样子的这种给予呢，会带给你自己里面的平静。也是给对方的平和。
One girl was telling me yesterday how that her grandmother every time put her under guilt would tell her all she's done for her and look what she's not doing for the grandmother.
就在昨天有一个女孩子跟我说呢，她的祖母呢为她做很多事，可是呢每一次帮她做一些事情的时候就给她罪恶感、愧疚感，因为祖母跟她说她为她所做的并没有得到她应该得到的回报。
So you see, that grandmother was not giving that girl peace of mind. She was giving that girl guilt.
所以这个祖母所给予的并没有给予对方，同时给予对方这种平和的平静，这种和气，而呢反而给他愧疚感。
I want you for a few moments to think, are you a credit card person?
我要你停下来想一想，你是一个所谓的信用卡的人吗？
You give, but will you expect the money, or you expect whatever you have given, you expect something back from it?
你给了，但是呢，你总是期待他再回来。
You see, that's what a credit card does.
这个就是信用卡的作用。
You go to the store without any money.
你去店里面不用带着钱。
You tell them I want it on credit.
你跟他说呢，我用刷卡的。
You give them your little card and they just take off for the little card and then you go out of the store with what you purchased.
你把卡给他，然后呢跟他买了东西。
But it doesn't finish there.
但是不是这样就完了。
By the end of the month comes a paper, which is a bill.
到了月底的时候呢，你就收到这个账单。
And now you must pay back what they paid for you.
你用卡买的东西你是要付回去的，要付回去给这个信用卡公司的。
And this is the way so many parents are.
这个就是很多父母亲呢，就是这种信用卡的父母亲。
Your children must pay back what you've done for them.
你的儿女一定要付回来你所做的。
You see, this is far from love.
那这样的话就不用谈爱了，这跟爱是没有关系的。
Unconditional love for your children is watching them grow, helping them in every way they can, giving them the necessities, helping them to know how to learn to live, not what you expect them to give you in return.
所谓没有条件的爱就是好好的看他们长大，尽其所能的帮助他们，提供他们所需要的，还要教导他们，引导他们知道怎么样自己来面对自己的生活，而不是你期待他们能够回报。
In my counseling, I come across time after time, girls, and mostly it's the girls that come, and they feel this guilt that they've carried so much of the time, because they're expected to pay back, expected to do for their parents, expect that they must live up to the expectation of their parents.
在我的这种心理辅导的这种例子当中，有太多，特别是一些妇女们，她们回来跟我说，就是她们呢，在这种父母的给予下面呢，带着很多的压力跟愧疚感，因为父母亲给了他们，然后对他们也很大的期待，他们希望他们能够按着他们的期待来过生活。
Now, many times, or I guess most of the time, parents do have expectation for their children.
当然，父母亲对孩子是有期待，大部分是会有期待的。
But what is that expectation?
那应该有什么样的期待呢?
Do you educate your child for education's sake or for how much money they can make so that they'll be able to pay you back?
你提供给你的孩子受教育，是希望他们得到好好的这种知识跟教育，还是你希望他们赚很多的钱然后回报你呢?
You can say, I've been giving to my children all my life, but in what motivation? Is it selfishness that you're giving to children for what you can get back?
或许你说呢，我把我的生命，我的生活，一切都贡献给我的孩子了，但是问题是我要问你的动机，你这样做是为着孩子自己，还是为着你自己的期待?
One of the best gifts you can give your children, your husband, or your wife,is to live with them by giving them a peace of mind.
最好的一个给予的礼物呢，就是不管是夫妻关系或者是亲子关系，孩子们就是给他们一个很平和的这种思想。
Not by making them feel guilty.
而不是让他们觉得愧疚感或罪恶感。
By many times having to accept what they are.
而且要接受接纳他们原本的那个人
and learn how to enjoy them as they are
学习怎么样来接纳他们而且享受他们
So now we see then that gift giving isn't just money or presents
所以我们就可以看到所谓的给予或者是给予礼物呢不是只有这种有形的物质或者是钱而已
There are gifts that money cannot buy
有一些礼物是钱买不到的
A gentle spirit
比如说这种温和的这种态度
You might say, well, I'm just a rough person
或许你说我本来就是这种比较粗鲁型的
This is the way my family was
我家人都是这样子
This is the only way I can get things across to people
而且呢也只有这样子我才可以跟人家、就是能够办事情
Now I know that there are some people that are justby nature very gentle
我知道有些人呢、他们的本性是比较温和的
I'm not talking about weakness now I'm talking about being gentle
我讲的可不是软弱而是这种温和
If maybe you would stop and think how you act toward other people particularly in business when you're trying to make money
你想一想当你在做这种商业行为的时候呢做交易的时候呢你对人的态度是怎么样的
And then think, how do you treat your family when you get home? Or as a wife, how do you treat them when they come home?
也想一想当你回家或者是你的家人回家的时候你怎么样来对他们
There was a young man one time who was very rebellious.
有一次呢有个年轻人呢他非常的叛逆性
He really disliked his father.
他不喜欢他的爸爸。
And one of the things he said was that when my father goes to church, because his father was one of the leaders, he is so nice to everybody. But when he comes home yelling at us.
他这样子对人家说我爸爸呢到了一到教会呢因为他是教会里面的、有职分的有职位的一个人呢到那边呢就对每个人都很好可是回到家呢就对我们呢很粗暴。
Can you make yourself a little more gentle, you say?
难道我们可以让自己温和一点吗?
It's like anything else, you have to work at it.
就像其他的这种德性一样,我们需要努力。
If it's not part of your nature or part of a gift, then you're going to have to stop and think sometimes when you get ready to say something or do something.
如果它不是你的本性的话那你在做事或说话之前最好是能够好好的自己要有一些控制或思想
Why don't you try it? And not only will you be giving a gift to others but you will be receiving a gift for yourself
你试试看能够温和事实上不是只有对别人的礼物也是对自己的一个很好的一种精神态度
Well, we said something about a gift of quietness.
我们谈到这种给予也可以给安静宁静。
You know, some of us ladies, we really talk.
我知道妇女们很能说话。
We talk and we talk and we talk.
说一直说说不完。
Many times it's because it's just part of our nature, seemingly.
有时候呢好像是妇女们的一种自然性。
Other times it's just a front that we put up.
有时候呢也是因为在别人面前的、一种就是公众习性
Now ladies, sometimes you're home all day with the children
但是、在家里面跟孩子们在一起
You don't have much adult、conversation
你就没有像在外面跟成人的这种对话了
So when your husband comes home, you begin talking
那所以呢当丈夫回来时候呢你就想讲话
And many times it's complaining It's being frustrated at the children Maybe bringing up his faults And trouble comes
结果呢你所谈的呢竟然都是抱怨或者是指责就这样子的话那、挫折或者是抱怨这样的话就会带来一些问题了
Now some of you are not aware of what he has to do during the day
那有时候你没有想到说这一天我的先生在外面需要做一些面对一些什么事情
Or how tiring it is traveling back and forth to work
他这样子来回也是很累的
He's had people talking all day, people quizzing him People maybe telling him what he's done wrong And he comes home very weary at night
他从外面工作的场合回来，一天下来呢，有时候呢要有很多面对很多的争执，或者是很多的这种压力，结果一回来是很累的。
And some of you say he doesn't want to talk at all.
有的人就说了，就是我先生一回来就不讲话。
We never can have a conversation.
所以我们从来没有对话的。
Or he begins when I start talking, he begins yelling at me and getting angry.
或者说呢，我每一次一讲呢，他就开始生气了，就开始对我大声喊叫了。
Maybe what you need to do is give him the gift of quietness.
那或许我要建议你就是。给他一种礼物，就是安静的礼物。
Talk to the children about it.
跟孩子们谈。
We're going to give daddy a gift.
跟孩子们说呢，我们要给爸爸个礼物。
For a whole hour, we're not going to bother him.
一个小时里面呢，我们不要烦他。
We'll just say hello and how are you, daddy? And then you go off and play somewhere.
回来时候叫叫他之后呢，你就去玩了。
Then you busy yourself fixing the meal or find something to do and let him catch himself.
那你自己呢，身为一个太太呢，一样的就去做做准备晚餐，然后给他一些时间安静。
And then in a little while you'll see that he's able to sort of get himself together.
然后慢慢的他也可以恢复过来了。
And then you have a much better time eating, and even maybe he might tell the kids or yourself a little bit about what happened, but it will really be a gift to him.
这样子的话，等到一起吃饭的时候，他或许就会跟你讲今天发生的事情是怎么样，也可以好好的跟孩子对话。这样的话，等于说呢，你给他一个安静的礼物。
This is part of being a helper.To a husband.
那这个是以一个帮助者的立场来帮助丈夫。
So now, let's see these wonderful gifts that you can give. One, of course, is giving people peace of mind.
这些美好的礼物其中一个我们提过的就是一个提供给对方一个平和的这种思想。
Learning how to be more gentle.
学习温柔。
And then giving them quietness when they need it.
当对方需要的时候，给对方一片安静的时间。
So you see, actually, it doesn't take money. It takes the cost of self.
所以呢，你要给的，要给出去的，其实不是发钱，而是把你自己给出去，给对方。
Let me look at giving in another way.
另外一个给予的方法。
You see, we make our living by what we get.
我们在我们的生活当中呢，我们以为呢，所谓的生活就是能够争取到什么。
We work hard for our salaries.
我们努力的工作为了赚钱。
We try to work hard to save enough to be able to get the things we need, the things we need to get.
我们辛苦为了存钱，然后让我们买我们自己需要的，可以用的。
Now that's how we make a living.
这个是我们生活的一个方式。
But you want to know how to make a life?
但是呢，不是只有为生活，而是为了生命。
A life is that of value.
因为生命本身才带着价值。
And that is by what we give.
那这种所谓的怎么样有这个生命的话，就在于你怎么样给。
This is a new concept for some of you.
那对你来讲，或许这是一个新的一种观念。
You don't want to give anything much.
或许你就是那一个不想给予的人。
You're just making a living by getting and getting and getting.
你只是要一个挣的那种生活，能够争取的生活。
But why don't you just turn around yourself and start giving things?
好不好？你现在呢，转过来不是只有争取你的生活，维持你的生存，而是你可以给予。
Now there are two ways of giving.
有两种给予的方法。
We can give to others of our possessions.
我们可以把我们有的分享给别人。
Such as when people come to visit us, we might just give them something just to make them know that we want to make them happy.
比如说呢，有人来拜访你，你就想给他一点你自己的东西，让他可以有快乐。
And then there are many organizations such as those that help crippled children, those retarded children, and many other helpful organizations that you can give some money to.
也有很多这些啊机构那种组织呢，比如说呢，像那些孩子啦、残障啦各方面需要的机构呢，你也可以给予一些你所有的。
But then there's another way of giving.
另外一种给予
，that is giving of yourself.
把你自己给人
，being a help to someone.
帮助人
，doing something special for them.
为他们做一点特别的事。
Babysitting for a young couple that would like to have a night out.
为一对年轻的夫妇帮他们看看孩子，让他们可以独处。
There are so many ways that we can give of ourselves.
很多方法可以把你自己去给予。
Now, if you do this, you're not just making a living, but you're making a life.
如果你是这样生活的话，你可不是只有在维持你的生活，而是你在过你的生命。
You see, the fruit or the result of giving many times connects you to the person or the people.
因为当你有这种给予的这种态度的时候呢，它的结果就是把你跟别人衔接起来。
The giver and the receiver begins to work together.
给予的还有接受的彼此呢，就一起在过生活。
And it gives birth to a new sense of belonging.To someone.
而且呢，会给彼此有一种归属的感觉。
Now you're making a life.
现在呢，你是在建造、经营你自己的生命了。
It's not just drive, 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 but now there's relationship growing and building in many areas of your life.
而不是只有驱使或者是辛苦努力争取，而是你已经跟人建立起一种生命中的关系。
And the older you get, the more you will enjoy this.
你越年纪越大，你会越享受这种关系。
You see, the act of giving, it expands one's entire life experiences because nothing is more fulfilling than giving to others.
这种给予是一生性的、整辈子的、长久的经验，而且是最满足你自己的一种生活方式。
So remember, the secret of living and life is giving.
真正生活的这种秘诀就是啊，这种经营你生命的秘诀就是给予。
You see, this giving also produces happiness.
这种给予同时也产生了喜乐、快乐。
You see, our willingness to help others, we can learn how to be happy rather than depressed.
当我们学到怎么样去帮助别人的时候呢，我们不会沮丧，我们会产生快乐。
You see, some have not learned how to be happy.
有些人呢，就是学不好怎么样快乐。
They try to pursue happiness in many directions.
很想从各种方法让自己快乐。
But I think like others do, they can create their happiness.
但是事实上呢，快乐是我们去创意出来的。
We can begin like,He who praises another enriches himself far more than he does the other, and there's a happiness there.
你可以由去赞美别人、鼓励别人，然后呢，让自己产生里面的快乐。
So the ability to give people praise and to encourage them has a tremendous effect not only on them, but on you too.
当你学得怎么样去赞美别人、鼓励别人的时候呢，你会发现你自己所得到的是你想不到的。
You see, when your happiness comes primarily from the happiness of others, you know you've moved from that me, me, me to the we experience.
这个意思是说呢，你的快乐是从别人的快乐而产生的，也是说呢，你已经把我这个我的中心呢移到我们大家。
See, when you pursue happiness, maybe you go on trips, maybe you try to see beautiful things, but you know, unless you have it to share with someone else, it doesn't have that happiness that is really, challenging and that happiness that really makes you satisfied.
或许你想我去啊、哪一个地方玩一玩或看美好的东西我就会有快乐。但是我要告诉你除非你有分享不然的话绝对你没有办法享受在这种快乐里面。
You know, people looking for happiness may be waiting for the big moments, the great events, and forgets that happiness comes from living daily, a life that is not me, but a life that becomes we with those that you're in contact with.
很多人以为真正的快乐就是好像等候着一个大事情发生了，一个很兴奋的事情的那一刹那会让你快乐，但是真正的快乐是每一天的在这种分享跟别人关系里面在啊维系的。
Let me give you just a little bit of a what shall I say, maybe ways, simple ways that we can find our happiness.
我给你一点简单的方法可以让你找到快乐。
To be kind to all.
对每一个人都很仁慈。
Right away you may say, listen, that's, I can't do that.
或许马上你就说呢我做不到。
But you can.
事实上你可以的。
Well, I just don't feel like there's some people that I want to be kind to.
可是有一些人我就是没有办法对他们友善。
Then you better search your heart.
那你可能好好的去反省你自己的心。
Our kindness to all means a great deal.
我们对别人的这种友善仁慈呢对、啊、别人来说呢是一个很大的一个需要。
During my life and my ministry, I've had a lot of dealings with people who drink too much.
在我的这种工作的过程当中呢，我有很多经验要去面对那些酗酒的人。
And sometimes they would come to me when they were very drunk.
有时候他们很醉了，就跑来找我。
But God has helped me through the years to respect them as a person and to be kind to them.
但是我们的神他帮助我，让我啊、一些年来面对他们的时候呢，我尊重他们也是有人格的人，然后我对他们很仁慈。
One man came to my door and asked me for $5.
有一次有一个酗酒的人来跟我要五块钱。
I knew him very well and I loved him.
那我认识他，我也爱他。
I longed for the time that he would find the Lord and his life would be better.
那我知道如果他愿意信耶稣的话事实上他的生命是可以改变更好的。
I gave him the $5.
我就把五块钱给他。
And he went off.
他就走了。
The next day he came back, knock at the door.
隔天他就来敲我的门。
Not for another $5.
不是再来要钱。
But he stood there with $5 in his hand and handed it back to me.
他可是把那五块钱还给我。
He said,I can't take this from you.
他跟我说呢，我不能用你的钱。
You see, he knew that he was going to buy more drink with it.
因为呢，他主要是要拿钱去买酒。
But he always knew I treated him as a person.
他也知道我很尊重他。
You see, our kindness to others means a great deal to them.
我们对别人的仁慈呢，对对方来讲是一个很、对他很重要的。
No, I didn't like the way he lived.
当然我不接受，我不喜欢他的生活方式。
I didn't like the way he was.
我也不喜欢他那个那副德性。
But as a man, I loved his soul.
但是呢看着他，我面对他是一个有灵魂的人。
We need to learn how to be kind to others.
我爱他的灵魂，然后我也学习怎么样对别人仁慈。
We are to like people.
我们要喜欢人。
You say, what do you mean by that?
什么叫做喜欢别人呢？
Well, we just like them. They're not close friends, but we just like them.
你不一定要跟他们很亲近，但是呢，就学习去欣赏、喜欢别人。
When a person thinks you like them, that really lifts them up.
你知道吗？当对方知道说你喜欢他们的时候呢，等于是对他们是一种抬举。
And those that we love, we show them our love.
如果你啊爱对方的话，你就要表达你的爱。
You see, to be needed and to be wanted is the closest thing you will ever come.To true happiness.
被这些我们所爱的人，我们啊对他们友善的人需要，就是我们对他们有用的话，事实上就是让我们得到快乐的一个啊最好的方法。
I trust that this week you will try some of the things that I have told you about.
我希望这个星期呢，你好好的去尝试我跟你谈的这些。
See how they work.
去试试看。我讲这些管不管用。
Ask the Lord to help you.
求神帮助你。
So that your life is one that is needed, wanted, and that you are special to people.
好让你的生命成为被需要，而且是对别人是很特别的这样的一个人。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。